Hello, my name's John Barry, and this is a Premiere Pro CS3 tutorial for slow motion, or fast motion, basically speed control. This is the basic version of what goes on with slow motion and speed control. And there is another one, which I'll go through at another point in time, called time remapping, and that's very, very cool as far as speed-related things are concerned. But if you just want to get stuff in slow-mo, or just speed it up, the best way to go through it is like so. As you can tell, or maybe not, I'm an Aussie. I'm not American, I'm not British, I'm not New Zealand either, South African, any of those other places that speak English. If you can't understand me, well, that's just your bad luck. I'm going to do a tutorial here in Adobe Premiere Pro, which is what I've dedicated this YouTube site to, in response to someone who I saw on the net who was asking a question about slow-mo. Okay, cool. So, first thing I'm going to do, you've got a clip, right? This is my brother jumping out of a plane. Good. Okay, I'm just going to grab the clip. I'm going to drop it into this timeline. Make sure I've set my CTI, or current time indicator, exactly where I want this clip to drop in. I do want it to drop in at the very start, which would be zero. Make sure CTI is in the right spot. Got this. Grab it. Drop it over here. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it would be to select from here and use this shortcut, which is the overlay. Okay, it's just going to drop it in. Or I could actually use the key itself if I hold that over the button long enough. There it is, period, or space. Space, it's not space, it's a full stop. If I was in Australia, I am in Australia. It's a full stop. So, full stop, bang, and it's in, okay? There's my footage. That's my bro jumping out of a plane. I'm just going to move along here to where he is absolutely crapping his pants, because let's face it, we all want to see our brothers crap their pants. Okay, you can see here I've already got this set to 25%. Okay, that's what that is all about, that 25 right there. If I was to right click on the clip, I can go to speed duration. This is how you do slow-mos, okay? I've made it slow-mo, I've made it 25%, so it's actually four times the length of its original 100%. Okay, it's a quarter, therefore it takes four times as long to show that amount of information. If I make that 100, okay, and hit OK, you can see now that's dropped right back, and it's no longer a clip that needs to be rendered either. One of the beautiful things about this particular program is that the render function, you really don't need to render in order to see what's going on. You just need to render at the very end. So you can see this here, that is actually playing back in real time. Okay. Again, if you want to change the clip length, speed, right click on the clip, speed duration, type it in, you'll see the difference here. The difference is connected with this link here. If I click on that, you see that disconnects, reconnects. If I disconnect it, I'm saying that yes, I want this to be 25, I want this to be 50% shorter, but I don't want the time, the length of that to change. What's really happening is the in point is going to keep, the out point, however, is going to be dropped off. Okay, if I was to click that, you just saw there it went up by quite a bit, so it's respective. Okay, if I make that 100%, if I make that 200%, it'd be half the length. Okay, it's going twice as fast. There you go, it's twice as fast. Woo! Now that's how you jump out of a plane. Alright, I'm just going to undo that. Shortcut, Control R, same way. Make sure you select the clip first. If you got nothing selected, right clicking does nothing, Control R does nothing. Select the clip, Control R, or right click, speed duration. You could do it from the timeline, which we're in right now, or you could do it from the source monitor, which we are in at this point. Right click, same thing, speed duration pops up. Control R, same thing pops up. Okay, play with that, enjoy it, have a lot of fun with it. One thing I will say, when you're working with slow-mo in the timeline, okay, now I'm just going to grab a little bit of footage. No, I'm going to make a black video, okay? A little bit of black. I'm just going to drop it in on the end there. Hit backspace so I can backspace, backslash, backslash. Ah, John. Righto. So, what what's happening here is this clip is running now at 100%. I do want this clip, though, to run at 50%. Okay, I've got another clip in there. I've basically edited something together. I've got a little clip on the end. So select my clip, make that 50%. Bang. Okay, now he finishes his jump. It's right before the parachute's about to go. What happened there? Didn't work. What's happened is, yes, you've made the front of it up until this point where this then cuts everything else off. Okay, I'll just give you an example of what I mean. I've undone that time length change, and I'm going to drop this up here. Make that 50%. Watch what happens. Oh, there's the rest of it. Backslash. Okay, so there we go. It's quite a ways beyond that edit point, okay? So just be aware that when you change the length of things in here, you're actually, make sure that you're not cutting things off and preventing it from coming out the way that you want it to. The other thing that you can do in order to change the length of anything is to use the toolbox, okay? I'm just going to grab this over here, bring it up. This is the very cool rate stretch tool. It's been around since Premiere was first brought out. Premiere 5 is where I started. Now, if I use that tool and I keep dragging out, I'm just making that as long as I want it to be. It tells me here, 50.85%. That's how long, that's the speed change that I've just made to it. Every time I drag it longer, it gets a shorter amount of numbers, which means it's actually going slower. Okay, if I make that quicker, and we zoom in here, you can see now it's going 260%.46. So, that's another way of doing it. Best way to do it, select it and type it in. You've got yourself exactly what you want. So that's how you do speed changes in Premiere Pro, CS3, Premiere Pro 1, Premiere Pro 2, Premiere Pro 1.5, and Premiere Pro CS3. So hopefully you can start doing some very cool slow-mo footage. And maybe I'll use the footage of me jumping out. Maybe not. Maybe I should keep my identity secret. Actually, I just think he's... I wasn't scared. He looks funnier. Yeah, it's effing sweet. Yeah, good one, bro. Okay, thank you. My name's John Barry. I'll be posting some more stuff up here. So if you've got any things that you want to learn about or know about, please, I want to make this user-generated content. Give me things that you want to know. I will make you a tutorial about it, okay? Thank you. Goodbye.